I think probably one of the first times that I heard Prabhupada severely chastise somebody for the way that he was chanting was when he was visiting New Mayapur in France in 1976. This was on the last day of his visit there, and he was installing Krishna and Balaram. Last year, actually, we were there for the 30th anniversary of that. And so, naturally, there were a lot of devotees there from all over Europe. The place was packed out, maybe 300, 400 devotees. And there was a lot of preparation. Prabhupada's room was upstairs, just above the temple room, actually. And so there was a big kirtan going on all through the morning. And there was one French sannyasi. His name was Prituputra Swami. He was an old friend of mine. He's dead now, but anyway, he'd just taken sannyas actually about 8 months before this. And he had been living in Vrindavan for some time, and then he had come back to preach in France. So this is on August the 6th, 1976. There was a kirtan throughout the morning as the devotees prepared for the installation. Srila Prabhupada was sitting quietly in his room waiting to be called when he rang the bell and asked for Harikesh. Harikesh had just come back on as Prabhupada's secretary about 2 weeks before. So when he arrived, Prabhupada told him, "Listen, what is that?" indicating the kirtan downstairs. "He is adding something before the Hare Krishna mantra. Go and stop it and bring him here." Harikesh wasn't exactly sure what Srila Prabhupada was referring to, but he went straight down and pushed his way through the packed temple room. Prituputra Swami was pounding on a drum, leading a loud and fervent rendition of the Maha Mantra. A group of sweat-soaked brahmacharis were gathered around him, clashing kartals, stamping their feet, waving their hands, and leaning into an intense exchange of the holy names with Prituputra. First he chanted, then them. Every time he took the lead, he prefaced the Maha Mantra with the word Bhaja, chant. Harikesh butted in and brought the singing to an abrupt stop. He informed Prituputra that Prabhupada wanted to see him immediately. Prituputra entered Prabhupada's room apprehensively, wondering what was going on. Prabhupada, whose sharp ears had picked out the extra word, demanded to know where he had learnt this Bhaja Hare Krishna mantra. He was angry. "There is no Bhaja in Hare Krishna. Where did you get this from?" Shaken by Prabhupada's sudden and unexpected reproach, Prituputra turned red. "Well, I heard it in Vrindavan." Prabhupada's wrath intensified and his face flushed as he thought of his disciples once again becoming polluted by the non-ISKCON elements of Vrindavan. He exploded. "Why are you taking this from the nonsense Babajis? Who has told you this?" A shocked Prithiputra tried to reassure him. "No, no, not from the Babajis. I heard it from our own men." Prabhupada still fumed, but he eased off a bit when he understood that it had not come from an outside source. Still, he strongly warned his disciple, "You never chant this Bhaja Hare Krishna again. The Hare Krishna mantra is complete in itself and requires no addition." Promising not to repeat his mistake, Prituputra returned to the temple room to resume his chanting, this time without the addition. It is one of Prabhupada's great fears that ISKCON devotees will become increasingly polluted by outside influences who are not strictly in line with our Sampradaya's pure devotional principles. Just as he did with the Gopi Bhava group in Los Angeles, he acted quickly and firmly at the very first sign of contamination.